So here we go. Okay, number one. Okay, Tefillah Tuesday. We haven't had this in a while. First of all, a couple of guys deserve a standing ovation. Ryan Shore, pass the test. Listen. Now I have to apologize about something. I apologize. Max Hoffman, Mr. Max. I didn't mention him in the previous one, but apparently he noticed, and it was my fault. So Max, I can stand and go very thank you. Yes, you hear him as well. Shkoyach to you, Max. Okay, very good. Here we go.
That's very serious.
Yep. The guys are going to want to leave early now to get on to the, you know, to get the shout-outs, but we'll give the shout-outs here too. Today's bracha is, we say in the Birchos HaShachar, we're still in Birchos HaShachar, we say, Ozer Yisroel B'Gvura, and Hanosen L'Yoyev Koach. Hanosen L'Yoyev Koach means Hashem gives strength to the weary. Ozer Yisroel B'Gvura. You have an English translation over there? You have an English translation over there? Ozer Yisroel B'Gvura?
Silver.
What do you got? Girds Am Yisroel with strength. That's the word they use. Girds Am Yisroel with strength. What do you have? English. Girds Am Yisroel with strength. And what's the Nosem Le'ev Koach?
Gives strength to the weary.
So first of all, why are the two brachas? One is Gvura, and one is Koach. So what's the difference? So this is a famous question. So there are different answers. So Rav Soloveitchik always said over what was probably the simple answer, which is Gvura is Ruchniyah strength. Ezel Gibor HaKovesh Yes Yitzra. Who is a Gibor if you can control yourself? That's Ruchniyah strength. Koach means Koach. You get up in the morning, you're tired. Person goes to sleep at night, he's wiped out. Wakes up 6 hours later, 5 hours later, and boom, he's ready to go. God built it into the Bria that you can sleep, and then you have strength when you wake up. That's Hanosein LaYoev Koach. That's the Pashat Shem. But Ozer Yisroel B'Gvura, that's why he says Yisroel, that there's a special Koach that God gives us to conquer the Yetzirah. And that's the real Gvura. The Gvura is internal. When you control yourself, you want to do something which that's wrong, or you don't want something that's right, because I don't want to do it. Yeah, but you know, people are lazy. And again, it's not physical strength. It's not that a guy, you know, doesn't want to go to Minyan, because he'd rather be lazy. He has the physical strength to do what he needs to do. You have to Ezehu Gibor HaKovesh Yes Yitzro. It's internal. It's an internal victory. If you read Stephen Covey's books, internal victories are their strongest victories. So that's the pshat of the two brachos. Thank you, Hashem, that you give me the strength to overcome the Yetzirah, and that you have to use it yourself. And thank you, Hashem, for giving me, for physically giving me back my koach during the day in the morning to serve you. Okay? That's the Pashup Shah. Okay, that's for sure. Then, this is a fabulous book. All of these books are on the list. The Touched by a Story books. You know Rabbi Yochel Spiro? Shlita? He has stories on everything. He began writing a series of books on stories, Touched by a Story, a couple of volumes. Then he wrote Touched by a Seder, which is stories to use at the Seder. It's probably the second best book to use at your Seder, okay, whatever. Then it's the best book, trust me. Then it's Tucker. It's about his books are really good. I'm telling you, his books are really, really good. They're inspirational stories. They're inspirational stories with a message. So here he says as follows. Yoev Koach. So the Pashup Shah means, it means physical Koach. You sleep 6 hours, you get up, fine. But he says another pshat, quoting from Rav Schwab. Rav Schwab Zatzal was the Rav in Washington Heights, right, the Boyish community there, for many years. And after he died, they began publishing different of his writings, on Tfilah, on other things, and his books are very good too. So Rav Schwab on prayer says the following word, and with a story. The word Yo'ev comes from a pasuk in Yeshayo, in Perek Mem. He gives strength to the weary, etc. Now, the word Yo'ev in the context of Yeshayahu doesn't just mean someone who's physically tired. But rather, the Mefarshim there say it refers to Bnei Yisrael are exhausted from the Golus. From all, it's enough already. In other words, this is not the spiritual strength to overcome Yetzer Hara. This is not the regular, just physical koach that when you sleep, you recover and you can serve Hashem the next day. It's you're wiped out, you're weary from all of the challenges. Oh. So Rav Schwab says, a beautiful idea that the Rabbanon who established these brachos knew we're in for a long galus. It's going to be a long time, thousands of years. We're going to be weary of all the galus. So we say, Hashem, Hanosein la'yoev koach, the yoev of Yeshayahu, that we're weary from the galus. Hashem, give us koach to survive and just maintain ourselves, survive as Ovdei Hashem, survive as a nation during the long galus. We must face the hostile world with seemingly no end in sight. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the strength to live with it and tolerate it as a nation. So while the simple, this is important, I'll explain this. The simple meaning of the bracha certainly refers to the feeling of refreshment upon awakening. Its deeper meaning is the acknowledgement that Hashem has given us, the Jewish nation, the special strength to endure our long, often bitter galus. This is a big yisod that I'm into. When you say a chiddush in something, you have to know it's a chiddush. There's the pashut pshat, then there's the chiddush. So if Schwab's not saying this is the pashut pshat, the pashut pshat is physical, that you have koach in the morning to move on with your day. But on top of that, the other explanation is, my Rebbe Rav Shechter Shlita always points this out. Whenever there's like a pshat in the pasuk, like a drush, the pashut pshat is this. And so that's why I'm happy he said that. He's not saying this is what the bracha meant, pashut pshat it meant to what I said before. But on top of that, it also has a deeper meaning. The strength and resolve from the one who gives the yoev koach. And then he tells a story here. He has great stories. I did this myself once. That he was talking about that he once spent Simchas Torah with the Bava of a Rebbe in Borough Park. The previous Bava Rebbe's atzal. I did that too. My first year I was married. My wife and I went to Borough Park for Sukkos. And we went to his hakafos. He would dance with a small Torah. And he had a certain way, I think they say he would dance Yud Kei Vav Kei. He did, he does a couple by himself on the Hasidim watch. I was in the second to last row of the bleachers, and they passed back Shirayim. They passed back Shirayim. And they weren't using toothpicks and forks, and it was fish. I think it was fish. I forget, fish or maybe cake, and I'm embellishing. Whatever, it gets back to me. And like, there must have been, several dozen hands that touched this piece of fish. And I'm looking at it and I'm saying, or the cake, maybe it was cake, I'm not sure. So I'm deciding what to do. And my wife's cousin next to me says to me, Banish, no one ever got sick from eating Shirayim ever. You have to, so I took a little bit. So I found out later, I have a relative who's a chassid. He says, a lot of them get sick, and he's pushing for toothpicks. Like I have a relative who's a chassid. And he's making a big push, just use toothpicks. You know what I'm saying? Toothpicks, awesome. Whatever. Awesome. No, you see, it's like this. In the real Shirayim, in the original Shirayim, the Rebbe gives it with his hands, because that's part of the thing. That for sure, hand to hand. But the question is, once the Rebbe gives it with his hands, do the next 30 also have to use their hands? That's the Shaila. So he's pushing for forks and toothpicks. All right, whatever. Anyway, so I ate Shirayim. Okay, and...
You're still lying.
Baruch Hashem. I'll lie. What do you mean? It changed my whole life. I don't know. That must have been the push. Maybe because of that, whatever. I'm so good to. I don't know. I'm assuming. Whatever it was. Guys, that happened. I was in the second to last row, and he said, no one ever got sick. Okay, I don't know. So I saw this. This is fabulous. Now watch this. He says here, he noticed that the Bava Rebbe was limping when he danced. So why was he limping? So somebody said that he was limp. He was emulating the Sanzer Rebbe. That the Bav Rebbe, because the Sanzer Rebbe developed a limp. So I don't understand that exactly, but that's what he said. So he talks about the Sanzer Rebbe. This is an amazing story. The Sanzer Rebbe had a weakness in his leg, and when he was older, it was very hard for him to escort those who came for a blessing. You're supposed to escort someone out of your house. It's a din. It's called Levaya. Take him out of your house. And give them directions. And nowadays, people have directions. They don't need you. But if they need directions, but you know, everyone has a GPS. But you escort him out of your house. So the Sanzer Rebbe stopped doing that because his leg hurt too much. He'd give you a warm handshake. If it was a chashuv of a guest, then with a struggle, he'd leave you out of the house. All right. On one occasion, a chassid of the Rebbe's, a simple man, arrived at his door. He explained he would come request a special blessing from the Rebbe because he was embarking on a Jew and he was going to travel to Eretz Yisrael. After taking leave of the Rebbe, the Rebbe smiled warmly and wished the man well. The Rebbe stressed over and over, "You're fortunate, you're going to travel to Eretz Yisrael." As the chassid turned to leave, he noticed the Rebbe, Sanzer Rebbe, was struggling to get to his feet. He motioned it was unnecessary for the Rebbe to escort him to the door, but the Rebbe insisted. He staggered to the door and followed the chassid outside. Each step was painful, and finally the Rebbe could walk no more. He called out to the chassid. He says it in Yiddish. I don't know, if I say it in Yiddish, I'll embarrass myself, so I'll just read it in English. I'm going to pronounce it wrong. Fine, that's good. It's good for my guy, but I'll embarrass myself. Shika Grus, send regards. Su Yeder Boim, to every tree. Su Yeder Stein, to every stone. Su Yeder Yid, to every Jew. Su Unzeratata, to our Father Himself. And Zogize, and tell them all, we're hurting, we're limping, we're suffering. This is the bracha, this is what I call. It's so difficult, it hurts so much, but we're on our way, we're promised, we're coming soon.
Now English.
We're coming soon, this is nice. That's an Osem Yoiv Koach. That in Golis, now guys, you see, we Americans, we don't feel this so much. Because our goal is in America, we don't feel like we're limping. We feel like, you know, we can learn and have a good high school cheer and this, and we can also go to opening day, and, you know, our life is okay. We got tickets. I got season tickets to the Giants. Well, that's maybe a Nebuch now, but for years it was a good thing. So this idea, but the American goals is different than the other goals has been. You know, B'ezrat Hashem, it should stay that way. No one's asking for tzaros. But you know, L'maisa, most of our 2,000-year galus with tzaros, so that's the bruch hanosen al yoiv koach. Give us that koach to continue to survive, even under difficult circumstances. And what's the pshat again? What's the root of the Rav Schwab's chiddush? Because the word is yoiv. It doesn't say nosen la ayefim. Yoiv. That word yoiv is in Tanakh, and they chose that word for a reason. And he assumes the reason is for this idea. So that's Hanosen Layoev Kal. Okay? We'll stop. I wanted to add one point to what Rav Schwab said. Rav Schwab was focusing on the Yoev, the weariness as a nation in the long Golus. The example he brought was from the Sanzer Rav, who was facing his own personal challenge. So I just want to add that sometimes in life, people face their own personal challenges, and they can become weary. It's not really tired, it's just weary. It's challenging every day. Sometimes a person, let's say, well, later, there's somebody sick in the family, and it takes so much time and effort just to deal with the person. Or sometimes dealing with a special needs child, which it can be in many ways a tremendous opportunity for chesed and growth and many, many things. But at the same time, it's weary. It wears you out. So this is the special bracha, the special koach every day to deal with some challenge that a person has in his life. And the challenge is not going away so fast. And sometimes a person might say, "Oi, it's hard. It's hard, Hashem." That is this bracha, the way Rav Schwab explained it. Hanosin layoev koach. Not just being tired, but the weariness of having to deal with the same issue for such a long time. And we know Hashem gives you the kochos you need. Hashem only gives a person a test he's able to pass. So therefore, this is the bracha a person can have more kavana in and use really to derive that koach to continue. Hanosein l'yoif koach. Okay.